那么今天啊、我的讲题是领袖的职分。
Today the message is the duty of a leader.
啊、所以让我们打开圣经彼得前书第五章第一节到第四节。
So let's open our Bibles to 1 Peter 5 verses 1 to 4.
彼得前书第五章第一节。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 1.
我是做长老，做基督受苦见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人，护要牧养你在你们中间神的羊群羊，按照神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不要辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
Therefore, I exhort the elders among you, as your fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ, and a partaker of also of the glory that is to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of God.And not for sordid gain, but with eagerness, nor yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge, but proving to be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
那么有一位当了三十年的牧师。
There was a pastor who has been a pastor for 30 years.
那么最后他决定要改行。
Finally, he decided to change profession.
那么成为这个殡仪馆的指导。
He became a funeral home director.
我当被问起的时候，为什么要改行
？And when he was asked, why did you change your profession?
那么他说，我用了三年的时间来纠正这个张三的醉酒。
He said, well, I spent 3 years trying to correct a person's alcoholism.
啊，但是他不愿意改变他的这个坏习惯。
But he refused to change his bad habit.
我仍然经常喝醉酒。
And continue to be drunk.
那么同时我用了三个月的时间来纠正米莲的婚姻。
And I spent 3 months trying to correct the problem within a marriage of this other person.
然后但是最后她还是跟她的丈夫离婚。
But in the end she divorced him.
那么后来我用三年的时间来纠正李氏的这个吸毒的问题。
And I spent 3 years correcting another person's drug problem.
啊，他停了一阵子。
He stopped for a little bit.
但是他毒瘾来的时候，他又回去吸毒。
But he returned to the drugs.
那么现在我在这个殡仪馆里面。
So now as a director of the funeral home.
那么只要我把他们一纠正。
I correct them once.
啊，他们都很听话。
They'll listen to me.
啊，躺坐直直的。
And they'll lie there straight.
我们是的，身为一个教会的领袖。
Yes, as a church leader.
啊，做神的事工，有时候确实不是一件很容易的事情。
It's not an easy thing to do God's work.
然后会面对不同的困难，还有种种的问题。
You could face many, many difficulties and problems.
我们圣经里面有不少的地方谈到这个做领袖的职分。
And in the Bible, there's many places that talk about the position of leaders.
那么今天的经文就是其中一个地方。
And today's passage is one of them.
那么这段经文就是刚才我们所看的经文，谈到这个做长老的职分。
And this passage speaks of the position of elders.
所以什么是长老
？What is the elder？
那谁是长老
？And who are the elders？
因为长老这个职分从这个旧约圣经里面已经开始了。
The position of elders has already started in the Old Testament.
啊，在民数记第十一章十六节啊这么说。
In Numbers 11:16 it says.
他说耶和华对摩西说：“你从以色列的长老中召集70个人，就是你所知道做百姓的长老和官长的，到我这里来，领他们到会幕前。”使他们和你一同站立。
The Lord therefore said to Moses, Gather for me 70 men from the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and their officers, and bring them to the tent of meeting, and let them take their stand there with you.
哦，长老这个职分持续在以色列的那个历史里面啊，一直到这个新约的时代。
So the position of the elder has existed in among the Israelites until the New Testament.
然后教会今天仍然有这个长老的职分。
And in a church, there continues to be the position of elders.
所以在新约教会里面，长老是最高的啊一个领袖。
So in the New Testament church, the elders are the highest position of leadership.
由这个执事来协助他们。
And they're aided by the deacons.
那虽然长老是教会最高的领袖。
Even though the elders are the highest position in the church.
那么长老的领袖在初期教会是多数的。
The position of eldership in the New Testament time was multiple.
所以教会领导层不是一个人。
So the leadership of one of a church is not just one person.
而是多数的。
But many.
啊，只有一个头。
There's only one head.
也就是主耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
所以教会领袖的责任，彼得说第一点就是要牧养这个神的羊群。
So according to Peter, the position of elders, the first thing is to shepherd the sheep.
所以当这个当时的教会面对这个苦难的时候
，So when the church of that time faced difficulties，
然后彼得写了这段经文来劝勉这些做长老的。
Peter wrote this passage to exhort those who are elders。
所以彼得说：“我是做长老，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人。”
Therefore, I exhort the elders among you as your fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ, and a partaker also of the glory that is to be revealed.
所以彼得以这个做长老的身份来劝勉这些做长老的。
So, Peter used his position as the elder to exhort those who are elders.
因为彼得本身是一个使徒。
Because Peter himself is an apostle.
所以他把自己的身份降低，成为好像这些长老的身份一样。
So he lowered his own position so that he's as the elders.
那可见彼得是一个当时是一个谦卑的人。
So we see that Peter is a humble person.
我们也知道彼得跟主耶稣在一起的时候不是一个谦卑的人。
And we also know that Peter, while he was with Jesus, was not quite humble.
但是彼得经过这些磨练之后。那个时候他成为一个谦卑的人。
But Peter, after all the trials, he became a humble person.
啊，这个是做教会领袖的一个条件。
And this is requirement for a church leader.
因为圣经里面说教会的领袖是一个仆人。
Because the Bible tells us that the leader in the church is a servant.
啊，不是坐在一个高位的人。
He's not sitting in a high position.
所以长老其中的一个责任就是要牧养教会。
So one of the responsibilities of elder is to shepherd.
所以长老可以说是一位牧师。
So elder is same as a pastor.
牧师这个名称在圣经里面只出现一次。
And pastor appears once in the Bible.
也就是在以弗所书第四章第一节。
And it's in Ephesians 4:1.
但是这个牧养这个动词却在圣经里面出现了好几次。
But the verb to shepherd appears many times in scripture.
也就是在彼得前书五章二节那边。
And it appears in 1 Peter 5:2.
他说护要牧养在你们中间神的群羊。
It says shepherd the flock of God among you.
然后在约翰福音第二十一章第十七节耶稣说。
And John 21:17, Jesus said.
他说你要喂养我的羊。
Tend my sheep.
然后保罗在在使徒行传第二十章第二十八节保罗对这个以弗所教会所说的。
And so in Acts chapter 20 verse 28, Paul says to the church at Ephesus.
他说牧养神的教会就是他用自己的血所买来的。
To shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood.
那么可见牧养跟长老这个职分有密切的关系。
So we see that shepherding and eldership has close relationship.
所以换句话说，长老是牧养教会的人。
In other words, shepherds are those who are shepherding the church.
所以彼得对长老的劝勉就是牧养神的羊群。
So Peter exhorts the elders to shepherd God's people.
他说，护要牧养在你们中间神的羊群，按作神旨意照管他们。
He says, shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of God.
所以长老的职分就是牧养神的羊群。
So the duty of the elder is to shepherd God's flock.
所以彼得讲这句话的时候，他是回应耶稣曾经对他说过的。
So when Peter says this, he's responding to what Jesus had told him.
也就是在约翰福音里面21章，彼得耶稣向彼得说，牧养我的羊。
And that's what Jesus told Peter in John chapter 21 to shepherd his flock.
所以牧养的意思是指关照或者喂养的意思。
And to shepherd means to care and to feed.
所以长老是一位牧者。
So elders are shepherds.
所以因此长老的职分就是要带领、引导和保护这些羊群。
So the role of the elder is to lead and to protect the flock.
而不是要去追赶他们。
And it's not to chase them.
身为一位牧者。
As a shepherd.
就好像牧羊人一样把羊群带到这个青草地上去。
Just as a shepherd leads the flock to grass.
然后一位圣经学者 Dr. Marin Henderson 经常带队到这个巴勒斯坦地带去做研究的工作。
There's a scholar, Dr. Marin Henderson, she often takes people to Palestine.
然后他说在巴勒斯坦的南部。
And she said in Palestine, the southern part.
然后有很多很多的山洞。
There's many caves.
所以当下雨的时候。
So when it rains.
或者在傍晚的时候。
Or in the evening.
然后不同的羊群他们就躲进这山洞里面去。
Sheep from different flocks were hiding in the caves.
那么隔天早上牧羊人会不会去找这些羊群。
And so the next morning when the shepherd goes to find his flock.
然后他只要站在这个离开山洞一个固定的距离。
He only needs to be close enough to the caves.
然后呼叫他的羊群。
And call for his sheep.
然后羊群就向他走过来。
And his sheep will come to him.
因为羊群认得牧羊人的声音。
Because the sheep knows, the voice of the shepherd.
很奇妙的动有些动物可以认得主人的声音。
It's amazing that, some animals can, know their master's voice.
我们知道羊狗也会认得主人的声音。
We know sheep does, dogs also could recognize, their owner's voice.
然后 Dr. Marin Henderson 他还说。
And Dr. Henderson also said.
然后有一次他带队从这个耶利哥到这个耶路撒冷。
One time, a group was being, going from Jericho to Jerusalem.
然后巴士在这个路上突然间停下来。
And the bus all of a sudden stopped in the road.
因为路上有一个牧羊人正在引导这个羊群过马路。
Because there was a shepherd, that was leading his flock across the street.
当羊群过马路的时候他们不是整群过的。
When the flock is crossing the road, they don't cross as one group.
而是一次或者两次三次排着队这样过马路。
They go by ones, twos, or threes.
牧羊人没有急着把他们赶过去。
The shepherd did not chase them.
他只是站在马路的一边。
He only stood on one side of the street.
然后等到最后的一只羊过了马路之后。
And after the last sheep has crossed the street.
他才走到羊群的前面，然后继续的带领这个羊群。
Then he goes to the front of the flock and continues.
这个是牧羊人跟羊群之间的关系。
And this is a relationship between the shepherd and the flock.
然后同样的，身为一位长老。
Likewise as an elder.
身为教会的领袖。
As a leader of the church.
彼得说要 牧养这些神的羊群。
Peter says we must shepherd the flock.
啊，并且要按照神的旨意来去照管他们。
And it is to do so according to God's will.
带领他们走在神的道路上。
To lead them to walk in the path of God.
所以教会领袖的责任，彼得说第二点。
So as a leader of the church, Peter said for the second point.
彼得说要有一个良好的动机。
Peter says that we must have a good motive.
所以当一位长老负起这个牧养的职分的时候。
So when an elder takes up the position of shepherding.
那么圣经说他的动机应当是正当的。
The Bible tells us that his motive must be correct.
所以让我们来看彼得前书第二章第二节。
So let's look at 1 Peter 5:2.
他说护要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
Shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of God.And not for sordid gain, but with eagerness.
所以长老的职分不是勉强的。
So, the position of elders is not under compulsion.
而是甘心乐意的。
But doing so willingly.
他愿意负起这个职分，因为他的侍奉是出于因为他对神的爱。
He's willing to take on the position because it's out of love.
所以当主耶稣他复活之后
So Jesus after he arose again
说他在这个提比里亚海边向七位门徒显现
He appeared to seven disciples at the Sea of Tiberias
然后当时主耶稣跟这些门徒一起吃饭
And at that time Jesus ate with his disciples
所以在约翰福音第21章记载这么说
So in John 21:15 it says,
他说他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，遗憾的儿子西门，你爱我比爱这些更深吗？
So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?
彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。
He said to him, Tend my lambs.
然后耶稣第二次又对他说，遗憾的儿子西门，你爱我吗？
He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me?
然后彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。
He said to him, Shepherd my sheep.
然后第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？
He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me?
那彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁。
Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, Do you love me?
对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。
And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.
所以耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
Jesus said to him, Tend my sheep.
所以主耶稣问了彼得三次。
So Jesus asked Peter three times.
目的就是要看彼得是否愿意牧养神的羊群。
For the purpose of finding out if Peter's willing to shepherd God's flock.
那如果彼得爱耶稣的话，
If Peter loved Jesus,
那很自然的他就会牧养神的羊群。
Then he would naturally shepherd God's flock.
所以因此一个人对神的爱非常的重要。
So a person's love towards God is very important.
所以当一个人爱神的时候，
So when a person loves God,
他对神的侍奉很自然的就表现出来。
His service towards God will appear naturally.
这个是神所要求的一种侍奉。
And this is the type of service that God requires.
所以一个爱神的侍奉是一个甘心乐意的侍奉。
So service love towards God is one out of a willing heart.
不是出于勉强的,
it is not under compulsion.
也不是出于那些不良的动机,
and not out of evil motives.
所以教会领袖的职分,
so the position of leadership in a church,
不只是甘心乐意的,
not only is it willingly,
也要有一个良好的动机,
must also have a good motive.
所谓良好的动机是因为爱神的缘故,
and the good motive is out of love for God.
彼得说而不是贪财的缘故,
and Peter says it's not for sordid gain.
所以在 彼得前书第五章第二节, 彼得再次这么说,
so in 1 Peter 5:2 Peter says,
他说务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊, 按着神旨意照管他们, 不是出于勉强, 乃是出于甘心, 也不是因为贪财, 乃是出于乐意。
Shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of God, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness.
那么这里所说的贪财不是指一位做长老希望得到很高薪的职位,
and here, sordid gain is not so that as an elder that you will receive a large salary.
因为当时教会, 这个长老是受薪的,
at that time, the elders did receive a salary.
所得到这个薪金不会使到他富有,
but what he received will not make him rich.
但是当时的教会的长老, 他的责任包括处理这个教会的财务,
but the elders at that time, their duties included taking care of church finance.
所以处在这种情况之下, 很可能会陷入这个贪财的试探当中,
and under such condition, it's very easy to start love money.
所以我们知道很多政治人物, 特别是在东方的国家, 都贪污,
and we know that many politicians, and especially in Asian nations, they embezzle money.
所以当他们进入这个政坛之后,
so after they enter politics,
就借助这个机会来贪污,
they use the opportunity to gain wealth for themselves,
为着自己的家族来累积这个财富,
and for their sake and their family's sake, they start collecting money.
所以这些政治人物他们的薪金不多,
and these people, their salary is not high,
但是贪污的机会却很多,
but the opportunity for gaining money is high.
谈起马来西亚的政治,
and talk about Malaysia politics,
就是在 大概2000年的时候, 有个很大的改变,
in the year 2000, there was a great change.
马来西亚的总理他当总理, 然后他还要当这个财政部长,
and the prime minister of Malaysia, he was also the head of the finance.
所以这个政策, 影响到国家很大,
so this policy impacted the nation.
所以我们目前的总理, 他把大概很多很多的钱, $700 million 把它进入他的户口,
so the current prime minister got $700 million into his own account.
其实真正为国家人民服务的人很少,
in reality, there's very few people who truly serve the country.
所以很多参政的人都想要发财,
so many people who are part of the political engine wants to become rich.
所以我知道一位政治人物,
so I know one politician.
他是一位医生,
he's a doctor.
他是一位基督徒,
he's a Christian.
但是他进入政坛的目的就是要服务人民,
he entered politics for the sake of serving people,
而不是要发财,
it's not for money.
所以我知道他在他还没有进入这个政坛之前,
I know that before he entered politics,
他为一些很贫穷的人看病,
he would see some patients who are poor,
都不收他们的钱,
and he would not take their money.
所以这种动机是彼得在这里所说的,
so this is the type of motive that Peter talks about.
因为我们知道圣经说得很清楚, 贪财是万恶之根,
And we know it's very clearly said in the Bible that the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil.
贪财能够摧毁一个人的生命和他的事工。
And the love of money can destroy a person's life and his ministry.
在过去我们看见很多这个电视的布道家。
In the past, we've seen many TV evangelists.
因为贪财的缘故，他们整个事工都垮下来。
Because of the love of money, their whole ministry collapsed.
失去了为神做美好的见证。
And they lost the opportunity to be a good witness for God.
所以彼得说，身为一位长老，他的职分主要就是要牧养神的羊群。
So Peter says that the elder, his main purpose is to shepherd God's flock.
而不是为了自己的利益。
It's not for their own personal gain.
所以有一天，有一位年老的富翁来去拜访这个拉比。
So one day, an old elderly, rich, wealthy man went to a rabbi.
所以拉比就拉着这个年老的富翁的手到这个窗口的面前。
And so the rabbi took this wealthy man to in front of the window.
所以拉比就对这个年老的富翁说,
And the rabbi asked the elderly wealthy man,
他说你从这个窗口看出去，你看到什么？
What do you see when you look at this window?
然后这个富翁就说，我看到很多人在走路。
He said, well, I see many people walking on the street.
有男的，有女的。
There are men and women.
还有小孩子在街上行走。
And children walking about.
然后拉比就拉着这个富翁的手，把他带到一片镜子的面前。
And the rabbi took the wealthy man's hand and brought them in front of a mirror.
他就问他说，现在你看到什么？
And he asked, what do you see now?
富翁就告诉他说， 我看到自己。
And the wealthy man says, I see myself.
那拉比就对这个富翁说，
And the rabbi told this wealthy man,
他说刚才那个窗口的一片玻璃，
The window pane, the glass on the window,
然后这面镜子也有一片玻璃，
And this mirror also has a piece of glass.
但是他们不同的地方是镜子的后面有一层这个银片。
But the difference is that there is a silver plating behind the window.
所以当你看到这个银片的时候,
so when you see the silver,
你只是看到自己,
you can only see yourself.
你而看不到别人。
You do not see others.
是的，当人看到这个财物的时候,
yes, when people see wealth,
他只是看到自己,
they only see themselves.
而看不到别人的需要。
They do not see the need of others.
所以彼得说, 当长老的不可以贪财。
So Peter says, as an elder, you should not be there for sordid gain.
他说除了不可以贪财, 也不可滥用他的权力。
And not only not for the sake of gaining wealth, but also he cannot misuse his authority.
其实这个就是政治人物很严重的问题, 贪财和滥用他们的权力。
And so for politicians, this is a great problem. One is the love of money, and the other one is the love of power.
所以彼得说，也不是辖制走透过你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
So Peter says, nor yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge, but proving to be examples to the flock.
所以应做长老这个职分和他的权利，会使到他滥用这个权利。
So because of the elder's position and authority, it's possible that he may misuse his position.
而去辖制神所托付给他的羊群。
And lording it over those allotted to their charge.
所以彼得说，长老不是辖制这些羊群，而应当成为羊群的榜样。
So as elder, he's not supposed to lord it over the flock, but he's supposed to be an example to the flock.
所以主耶稣在马可福音第四章这段经文里面这么说。
So Jesus says in Mark chapter 10,
他说你们知道外邦人有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们。
You know that those who are recognized as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them.
只是在你们中间不是这样，你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人。
But it is not this way among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant.
在你们中间，谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人。
And whoever wishes to be first among you shall be slave to all.
因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
所以长老的这个职分不是一个属世的职分。
So the position of elder is not a worldly, secular position.
而是一个属灵的职分。
But it's a spiritual position.
所以圣经说长老是一个仆人。
So the Bible tells us that elders are servants.
而教会的领袖是一个仆人。
Church leaders are servants.
他的目的就是要牧养这些羊群。
For the purpose of shepherding the flock.
所以在教会里面我们做领袖的。
So as leaders in the church.
无论是负责这个团契。
Whether it's over a fellowship.
或者教主日学。
Or teaching Sunday school.
教做教会的同工。
Or as a co-worker.
都是仆人。
We're all servants.
我们的责任就是服侍神所托付给我们的羊群。
Our responsibility is to serve the flock which God has allotted to us.
所以教会执事的职分彼得说最后就是神所赐的这个荣耀的冠冕。
And so, the elders, Peter talks about the unfading crown of glory.
所以做教会的长老或者教会的领袖不是为了名声。
So for church leader, they do not do this for the sake of a glory, a position for themselves.
不是为了这个地位或者这个权利。
It's not for the position nor the authority.
而是出于这个甘心乐意的。
But it's out of a willingness.
而是出于爱神的缘故。
And it's out of a love for God.
因为彼得说最终他们将会得到神的荣耀和冠冕。
Because Peter says that in the end they will receive the unfading crown of glory.
所以彼得说到了牧长显现的时候你们必得那永不衰存的荣耀冠冕。
And Peter says, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
所以牧长显现的时候是指耶稣再来的时候。
So when the chief shepherd appears, refers to when Jesus comes again.
所以当主耶稣再来的时候。
So when Jesus comes again.
所有按照神旨意照管神羊群的人将会得到那个永不衰存的这个冠冕。
So everyone who has shepherded God's flock according to his will receive the unfading crown of glory.
没有，如果我们记得彼得在彼得前书第一章所说的。
And if we remember what Peter says in First Peter 1.
那基督徒最终的盼望就是在天上。
The ultimate hope of a Christian is in heaven.
那个不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能够衰存的基业。
The treasure that's incorruptible, that cannot fade.
但是教会的长老领袖，那牧养神羊群的人。
But for church leaders and elders,Who shepherd God's flock.
然后彼得说将会得到这个永不衰存的荣耀冠冕。
Peter says that he will receive the unfading crown of glory.
那么荣耀的冠冕不是指一个戴在头上这个这个冠冕。
And so, the unfading crown of glory is not literally referring to a crown.
而是指一个人所得到的尊贵和荣耀。
But the honor and glory that he will receive.
所以当彼得谈到这点的时候
，So when Peter speaks of this，
他是想到当时希腊和罗马帝国的运动员所得的冠冕，来形容一个得胜者所得到这个尊贵和荣耀。
So he think about the crown of the athletes receive in the Greek and Roman culture。
我世界上一切的东西，按照圣经说，都会过去。
According to scripture, everything here on earth will pass away.
包括名誉、地位、荣华富贵，这些东西都会过去。
Including name, position, wealth, all will pass away.
那只有神所赏赐的才是永恒的。
Only what God has given will last forever.
所以彼得说, 到了牧长显现的时候, 你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
So Peter says, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
所以基督徒为神而活,
so Christian, live for God.
因为神的事工委身,
and a martyr for his sake.
不是要得到今生的赏赐。
It's not for the sake of receiving prize this in this life.
而是要得到神为我们将来所预备的。
But it's to receive what God has prepared for us in the future.
所以当保罗自己得救之后, 他把自己的生命献上给神。
So after Paul became a Christian, he committed his life to God.
所以他冒着生命的危险, 来去传福音给别人。
And even at the risk of his life, he went to preach the gospel to others.
所以保罗这么做为了什么?
And why did Paul do this?
那不是为了金钱、地位、名誉。
It's not for the sake of money, position, or fame.
也不是为了今生的指望。
And it's not for the hope of this life.
所以在哥林多前书，保罗在15章这么说。
So Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15,
我们若靠基督只在今生有指望, 就算比众人更可怜。
If we have hope in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied.
所以保罗把自己完全的献上被神使用。
So Paul offered his life completely to God to be used by God.
他不是为了今生的盼望。
It's not for the hope of this life.
而是等待着神所要赐给他那个荣耀的冠冕。
But he was waiting for the crown of glory that God has prepared for him.
所以我们当中侍奉神的人,
so among us, those who serve,
其实每一个基督徒都是侍奉神的人。
Actually, every Christian are people who serve.
所以保罗, 这是保罗给我们的劝勉。
And this is Paul's exhortation to us.
他说, 所以我亲爱的, 弟兄们, 你们互要坚固不可摇动, 常常卸力, 多做主公, 因为知道你们的劳苦在主面前不是徒然的。
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord.
让我们来牧养神的羊群。
Let us shepherd God's flock.
一个良好的动机,
and serve God with a good motive.
因为当我们按照神旨意来服侍神的时候,
because when we serve according to God's will,
我们知道将来我们会得到神赐给我们的荣耀的冠冕。
We know that in the future we will receive the unfading crown of glory. Let's spend some time to meditate on today's message.
侍奉神是每个基督徒的本分。
Serving God is the duty of every Christian.
只是不同的岗位罢了。
Just different positions.
所以当我们 来到神面前来服侍他的时候,
so as we come before God to serve Him,
让我们全心全意的来服侍他。
Let's serve Him wholeheartedly.
我们侍奉神是因为我们爱他。
We serve Him because we love Him.
没有任何的, 目的。
And there's no other motive.
也不是为了地位、名声、权力。
It's not for position, fame, or wealth.
而是甘心乐意为了爱神的缘故。
But do so willingly because of our love.
让我们一起来服侍神。 服侍这位真神。
Let us serve the true God together.
让我们行在他的旨意当中。
Let us do according to his will.
亲爱的父神，求你赐给我们力量。
Heavenly Father, please give us strength.
赐给我们信心。
Give us faith.
让我们来忠心地来服侍你。
And that we may serve you faithfully.
让我们按照你的旨意来服侍你。
And that we may serve you according to your will.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.